We've got news on London Pride, which is happening on Saturday, 8th of July. The DIN is now out, and it's DIN 2017-01070. And you can register by visiting Defence Connect or get in touch with the secretary at armylgbt.org.uk. London Pride is huge, over 500,000 people, and seeing the tri-service marching troops taking part in the festival, which is Pride, is unbelievable. The support you get, the feeling you get for marching in uniform, in service dress, through the streets of London, being proud of being a member of the British Army, Navy and RAF, and also part of the LGBT community.
We touched on the last time that the big step forward is that it's not just going to be London from now on as well.
I think I said previously that they've picked the capital cities. However, 51 Brigade, who have supported me in my quest to get marching in either Edinburgh or London, Glasgow, Mark, and we've decided Glasgow this year, purely down to that I've been there for the last 4 years. I know the organisers, I know the route, and the route would suit marching troops. So to that end, Mark, on the 19th of August, we have been authorised to march in Glasgow Pride. People can register and it's tri-service. I'm looking for a good marching company of about 30 to 40 uniformed troops with allies, if possible. And they can contact me at the moment, Mark, on dougie.graham661@mod.uk.
Okay, and a quick reminder as well for anyone that's interested in finding out more about the forum, wants to speak to somebody in confidence, how do they do that?
Just type in Army LGBT and it'll come up with the forum page, and they can just contact us by email.
Now, the last time you were in, we were talking mental health first aid courses as well. What's the uptake been like, and how do we go forward with that one?
As usual, Mark, mental health is right at the top there of the Armed Forces agenda. We could be doing a course a week just in Scotland alone. However, we're short of instructors. There's myself and Major Andrew Ingalls at 51 Brigade. We've got a mental health course with three rifles next week. It's a two-day course, and if any unit wishes us to come and conduct a two-day course, please contact Major Andrew Ingalls at 51 Brigade, and we will be able to set up a two-day course for that unit.
What else you got for us?
I'm qualified as an Equality and Diversity Advisor, Mark, and it's very important, I believe, that every unit has as many EDAs and Assistant Equality and Diversity Advisors, because we're there to give impartial advice and support to all service personnel on any equality and diversity issue. Everyone does come across now and again an issue that requires to be dealt with, and as long as they know they have someone within the unit who they can go and speak to, confidential and impartial advice will be given by the Equality and Diversity Advisors.
Okay, you're looking for more advisors as well?
Very much so. The units must look at their personnel and people who want to be advisors. The course is quite hard to get onto, Mark. That's the main problem we have. It's done down in Shrivenham, and it is a very, very busy course. However, if the unit put a very good business case in to get the personnel on the course, then they will get on it.
Ideally, what ratio should we be looking at in an ideal world as far as advisors are concerned?
You know, in a normal battalion, if you're looking at a battalion of 500, Mark, usually they only have one EDA, the advisor, a lead advisor, and maybe two or three assistants. In my opinion, we should be having at least one per major company, with about two assistants per company. So breaking that down, Mark, you're probably looking at five EDAs and about 10 assistants.
Okay, so some work to do on that for sure. So a lot to take on there, Dougie. And I know also that you've managed to find time to dust down from your... Do you keep it in the attic? I don't know. Your tinky-winky Teletubby suit.
Where do you keep yours?
Well, that's between me and the rest of the Teletubbies.
Actually, I do keep it in the attic, Mark, and now and again it does come out. But the tinky-winky suit, and we can laugh and joking aside, is coming out this year, Mark, for a very good cause. Stirling Marathon, Sunday, May the 21st, Dravet Syndrome. Please Google Dravet, D-R-A-V-E-T. However, if you could please, try and go to my Just Giving page under Doogie Graham stroke Dravet syndrome. Sunday the 21st of May, 26.2 miles, carry my red bag, dresses Tinky Winky Mark.
Okay, tell us a wee bit more about Dravet syndrome.
It's a severe form of epilepsy. There's no cure, and they're very small charity, and it's probably only 5 children in Scotland who are born with this syndrome. The child has no control over their body temperature, therefore going out into the sunlight can cause an epileptic fit, and some of these epileptic fits could be fatal. The young Frankie, who I'm running the marathon for, his mum, and she won't mind me saying this, Mark, she's had to give, you know, the kiss of life 5 times in public. So it's just very close to my heart, and I believe, you know, every charity should be looked after. But this one, as I said, is very personal, Mark. And hopefully, if you can visit my Just Giving page and give as much or as little as you possibly can, it would be much appreciated.
Okay, and of course, there's a military connection there as well.
Very much so. Stacey works at 51 Brigade. I used to work at 51 Brigade as their welfare officer.
Diggy, good luck for that. We'll look forward to seeing how you get on. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.